Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Glenn Morton. He's the author of the new book, Passing Obamacare, and he's got almost two decades in the insurance business. He's worked for providers, insurers, and as an insurance broker. Glenn, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
First off, tell us, what's a health insurance broker do? How do you make a buck?
Well, in the health insurance marketplace, health insurance brokers, we're the hunters. We seek out bad insurance purchases and we make them better. That's how we eat.
Mm-hmm. So you mostly go to say a business, because most insurance is delivered through an employer.
Yes.
And you say, okay, look, you've got 100 employees and this is kind of the distribution of them. You're paying too much for this coverage. You could get a better deal here. You're probably under insuring people in this way. So build that up.
Well, that's one example. Okay. But one of the things that you'll realize when you get more involved in insurance is that you can look at two benefit summaries side mm-hmm. by side, and the average person couldn't tell which one was better than the other, mm-hmm. and couldn't tell how each benefit reimburses a provider mm-hmm. For service. The only thing they know is, what's my share?
Right.
What do I pay?
Right. So what are the guidelines about in President Obama's healthcare reform, Obamacare? Is there a role left for brokers, or does that all go away?
No, it completely eliminated the health insurance broker marketplace.
Okay, and how did it do that?
So there was a report that came out recently from McKinsey and Company, mm-hmm. and it said that for people who had a good understanding of the law, half of them would drop employer-sponsored coverage and put their employees in the exchange. And there was a lot of pushback from the administration, because the Congressional Budget Office had said that 7% of eligible people would get in the exchange.
And these are the government-structured healthcare exchanges where people can go and shop for guaranteed health benefits and things like that.
I mean, they designed Obamacare and the exchanges to be better than the employer-based market. So for anyone, even the Congressional Budget Office, to estimate that only 7% of people would realize that, it's just kind of disingenuous. The contribution that the federal government makes is based on the ability of the individual to afford the coverage, not the ability of the employer to contribute to it. And Obamacare is set up so that if the federal government needs more money to fund that high level of contribution, it can take it from anyone, even people that have not purchased health insurance. No employer can duplicate that mm-hmm. level of contribution. So ultimately, everybody is going to go into the exchange.
So what is it a bad thing if everybody goes into the exchanges, or why is that a bad thing?
Well, it's a bad thing because we can't afford it. Mm-hmm. I mean, frankly, if there was an estimate done by the Congressional Budget Office that said 7% of people mm-hmm. who are eligible to get into the exchange, that translates to about 9 or 10 million people. Mm-hmm. They said the cost of that would be $2.5 trillion. If the McKinsey report, or the McKinsey survey rather, which records people's opinions, mm-hmm. not some statistical model, said that half of the people who have a good understanding would get in the exchange, that means 78 million people mm-hmm. would be in the exchange. So if 10 million people cost $2.5 trillion. Mm-hmm. Imagine what 78 million people would cost. And this is just 2011. Mm-hmm. The percentage of people that are going to have a good understanding of the exchange by 2014 is going to be much higher than it is now.
And that's when things totally shift over.
That's what 2014 is, when our country changes substantially.
Glenn Morton, author of Passing Obamacare and a health insurance heavyweight, thank you very much for talking to Reason TV.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.